Wisconsin received an additional $800,000 in stimulus dollars for the grants. Details are still being ironed out over how schools may apply for them. That according to John Johnson with the State Department of Public Instruction.
The regular allocation of this program provides homeless assistance grants to 12 or 13 school districts. We are looking to see if we would do a formula allocation like that, or if we would do a competitive grant allocation, or if we, following the federal guidance, would do some other form of distribution.
Johnson says districts may be able to submit applications in the next week or two. He said the aid comes at a time when the number of homeless students is rising.
We have, over the last 4 years, had a 75% increase in the numbers of students who are identified as homeless in our state. And these funds, we want to be used wisely at the local level to help those students.
Johnson says more school districts may benefit from the grants. Randy Anderson is the homeless liaison for the La Crosse School District. She doesn't know whether they'll apply.
What we are going to take a look at is what are the number of homeless students that we're currently serving, try to the best that we can anticipate an increase, and then look at their needs and determine whether or not we'll be able to meet their needs with the current funding that we have or if we'll need to apply for additional grant funding.
Anderson says the number of homeless students has more than doubled in the La Crosse School District in the last few years. Eau Claire, Appleton, Milwaukee, Madison, and Superior schools have benefited from homeless youth and education grants in years past. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.